Oh, I better be heading out. Niles and I are meeting for dinner, and then we have tickets to the theatrical event of the season.
Oh, really?
Yes, Sir Trevor Ainslie in Tears of the Mariner. Promises to be a very exciting evening. You see, Seattle is Sir Trevor's last stop on his farewell tour. After this, he's retiring from the stage forever.
Tears of the Mariner. You know, I think I read a review of that. I thought it was one of those baseball stories, like Pride of the Yankees, you know? But it's just about some crabby old sailor stuck in this little town.
No, 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 Dad, please. I have carefully avoided all the reviews of this play. I don't want to hear about it before I see it.
Well, I don't want to hear about it after you see it.
Oh, hello, Daphne.
Hey, Daph.
That's it. Hello, Daphne. Haven't you seen the paper?
Well, I glanced at it. Why? Did I miss something?
Look.
Oh, my gosh. Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, good heavens. Well, it's kind of hard to tell. You've got your back turned to the camera, your skirt's blown up around your... Oh, well, it must have been rather blustery out.
I was in the park yesterday, mm-hmm. and this photographer snapped my picture for the It's Your Seattle column.
Oh, yes.
The one where they show some average person out and about, then use their name on the column.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if they took a picture of Mr. Crane, the caption would read, Martin Crane, Seattle.
Yes.
Or if they took one of you, it would say, Fraser Crane, Seattle.
Yes, we get it.
Don't crinkle it. I want to send it home to my family.
You sure about that?
Oh, don't be such an old fogey. So I'm bending down and my knickers are showing a bit. But my family will still be as proud as peacocks when they see that. Daphne Moon, Seattle.
She certainly does. Niles, will you just stop it? The dinner was just fine.
It was not fine. I made those reservations weeks ago. They seated us so close to the kitchen, I'm surprised they didn't make us wear hairnets.
I'm sure it was just a mix-up.
Not a mix-up. It's part of an alarming trend I've noticed ever since Maris and I parted company.
Oh, Niles.
Last week, Roberta Phipps snubbed me at the opera. I wasn't even invited to that gala fundraiser for St. Andrew's Orphanage.
You can still send money to the children.
As usual, you've missed the point. I'm being shut out. It's as if someone snuck into my world and changed all the locks.
Oh, Niles. Well, at least you don't have to worry about that tonight. After you.
Evening.
Tickets, please. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. These aren't for this performance.
What?
What? But they say for the 16th. That's the 16th right there. That's today.
Yes, sir. They were for the matinee.
Oh, no, no. This had to be some mistake. Let me just... Oh, dear God.
I'm so sorry, Niles.
Well, surely you must hold some tickets aside for emergencies. We'll take anything, anything at all.
Even mezzanine.
Yeah.
If you like, you can try your luck in the cancellation line.
How could this happen? I have to see this play. I have to have people see me see this play. If I'm not seen seeing this play, you'll see.
I will make a simple phone call and we'll get house seats for tomorrow night. Right?
I suppose so. Come on, let's go. Last thing I need is to have someone see us loitering outside here like gutter riffraff, pathetically scrounging for last-minute tickets. Good luck.
Oh, Niles.
Hello, I know I'm a bit early. I was hoping we might get a bite to eat before the theater.
Actually, Niles,
it'll be on me, of course, as a thank you for getting those replacement tickets.
It's about the tickets.
I know, I owe you money. And my gratitude. And if I keep talking, you won't be able to tell me that you weren't able to get the tickets.
Just haven't been able to get them yet.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't get them!
Niles, please!
Oh, and now it's too late, it's 6:00.
Please, just calm down. I've made a few well-placed calls. I haven't heard back from a couple of people. Someone will call.
Well, someone better call. Because everyone who's anyone is seeing this play. And you know who you are if you're not anyone? You're no one.
And I've been someone much too long to start being no one now.
Oh, hey, I thought no one was here.
Niles, please, just relax. One way or another, we are going to get tickets to this play.
You two still going on about those tickets? If this play's any good at all, in a couple of years, they'll do it down at the dinner theater, and you can get a nice prime rib with it.
Dad, you don't understand. You see, this isn't just about the play. This is literally our last opportunity to see one of the finest actors of our time.
You just want to go because all your snobby friends are going and you don't want to feel left out.
What we want is to sit at a theater and share a transcendent experience.
That nobody else could get tickets to.
Of course, that's a transcendent part.
Hello?
Yes, I'll hold. It's Clea Fenwick.
Clea Fenwick?
Yes, you remember her. She's on the board of the theater. You've seen her. Bad eye job. Dowager's hump you could cross the Sahara on. Hello, Clea, you lovely thing. Oh, well, you're a dear for trying. Thanks. No, don't despair, Niles. I'm getting another call. Hello? Yes, Dora! Yes! Too bad. Well, thank you. Yeah. Oh, that is a wonderful idea. Yes, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She has a lead for us?
Yeah, she said I should call Clea Fenwick. Well.
This is hopeless.
Niles, there is another way.
You don't mean...
Yes. I know it's a calculated risk. It's a little uncertain.
You can't be serious. It's unthinkable.
Niles, what other choice do we have?
But the indignity, it reeks of desperation.
Now, before you do anything desperate, at least go and stand in the cancellation line.
What did he think we were talking about?
You know, this isn't half as humiliating as I thought it would be.
Oh, you're right. I don't know why we were so afraid. Oh, no. It's Stephen and Susan Kendall. Quick, turn around. If they see us here, we'll be ruined. They know everybody.
Yes, I know. The Sunday Brunchers are a who's who of Seattle's elite.
I think it's safe. No one saw us.
Hey, Fraser! Niles!
Roz? What are you doing here? And how did you get tickets?
A friend of mine couldn't use her, so she gave them to me. I asked my cute new dentist. He's a big fan of Sir What's-His-Face.
You refer to the world's greatest living
actor. No, Fraser. Roz may not be familiar with Sir Trevor, but I'm sure she'll enjoy the play. Trust you got good seats.
Ooh, I think so. Rosie?
Rosie, excellent. Ooh, look, a whole bunch of naked men.
What are you doing?
Give me those, you Philistine. You don't even know his name.
Are you crazy?
Ready to go, Roz?
Yes.
Dr. Mandel?
Oh, hi, Niles.
You two know each other?
Sure. How's the teeth bleaching going?
Fine, thanks.
Let's go, Rob. It's a long way to row C from the cancellation line.
Hang in there, guys. I wouldn't be surprised if you get lucky.
I'd be stupefied if you didn't.
I knew you were bleaching them.
Oh, no. Really, I just changed toothpastes.
Is Mr. that Happy nice, Face, Kate? And Fraser. Oh,
Susan. Stephen. Good to see you.
Everybody tonight. It's simply... Oh, dear. You're not waiting for a cancellation, are you?
Oh, what? Oh. Is that what this is?
Oh, look at us. Blogging these poor unfortunates who couldn't get tickets.
I got one pair left. Who's next?
Curtain going up,
shall we?
Next in line, please.
Niles, are you coming?
You will have to forgive my brother. You see, he's too ashamed to admit that he's just waiting for one last cigarette. It's all right, Niles, you go right ahead. I'll just see the candles in.
Okay.
God, another smoker. Darling, maybe I'll just stay and have a cigarette with Niles. Oh.
Do you want these tickets, sir?
Me? Oh, oh. No! No! No.
Stephen, please, I'd really like to sit down.
All right. Niles, we'll make a date. I'll meet you right here at intermission, and we'll have a smoke.
Oh, right here is where I'll be.
Enjoy.
See you later.
Well, this is just perfect. Not only are we missing the play, but now we have to hang around here until intermission, so they don't catch on to us.
Oh, what are you complaining about? I'm the one who has an hour to learn how to smoke.
Niles, they're coming out. Come on, let's blend in. Niles, what are you doing?
I'm practicing. I haven't held a cigarette since I played Duke Mantee in our junior high production of The Petrified Forest.
Yes, I remember watching you from the petrified audience. Come on. Oh, there they are. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Oh, well,
You got out here quickly?
Yeah.
I guess you needed one of these more than I did.
Yes, well, when you enjoy smoking as much as I do...
Oh, bye-bye. Feel better, I'll call you.
The Galmleys. Mm. Kendra isn't feeling well. Richard is taking her home.
Oh, well.
Ah, there's Miggy and Lyle.
Poor old dears. They could only get balcony.
Still, we should say hello. They are your parents. Excuse us.
God, things are turning me green.
Never mind that, Niall. The Gormleys aren't coming back. Let's go sneak into their seats and watch the second act. Come on.
Let's go.
Your ticket stubs, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Well, I'm sorry. We've had some people try to sneak in after intermission.
I think we, I left our coats in our seat, and the with stubs our, are in the coats.
Oh, well, don't worry about it.
Thank you.
We'll just have someone bring your coats to you. Where are your seats?
I'll have to check the seating chart.
Oh, yes. How'd you go again?
Well, oh, yes, yes. My brother just needed to have one last cigarette.
Oh, you're worse than Stephen.
Yes, yes, really, Niles. I do wish you'd quit. I'm begging you.
Yes. I just wish I didn't love the damn thing so much.
Yes, well, if we don't see you afterward, have a lovely evening.
Actually, we're having a small supper at La Chanteuse afterwards for Sir Trevor. So if you're not busy, say around 11. Good. We'll see you then.
Fraser. Dinner with Sir Trevor, that's better than seeing the play.
Niles, are you insane? We know absolutely nothing about the damn play. How can we possibly talk with this man? God's sake, I just wish I'd read that review in yesterday's paper.
Do you still have it?
I might. Dad lets the papers pile up for days sometimes. You know what? We've got just enough time to get there and back. Let's go!
Where are you going?
See, I told you it was the other way.
What's going on?
Dad, we're looking for yesterday's paper.
Oh, well, it should be there.
Oh, wait, Dad. That review you were reading yesterday, Tears of the Mariner. Do you remember it?
Kinda.
All right, just concentrate. What was the play about?
Well, let me see. Started out with this old guy who was gutting a fish.
Right, okay, good.
And then he gives this fish to his son, but his son rejects it.
Good. Then what?
Then it turns out that he has this fatal disease. And the next thing you know, he's in this big stadium, and he's telling everybody that even though he's dying, that today he considers himself the luckiest
Dad,
member...
Dad, that is pride of the Yankees!
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry about it. But I'm pretty sure that fish part was right.
No.
Wait. Yes. There it is.
So Trevor Ainslie's bravura performance in Tears of the Mariner qualifies him as an... Yes, blah, 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 blah. I can get on page A16.
Where is it?
Daphne! Her picture must have been on the other side. It may still be here. She was going to mail it to her mother.
Daphne's picture was in the paper?
Yes, well, someone snapped a candid photo of her in the park. If you ask me, it's not a most flattering angle, but I'm sure you would disagree.
Well, open it.
Carefully. Oh, what the hell, I'll buy our flowers.
Hey, Dr. Crane, I thought you went... Is that my letter?
Daphne, let me explain.
No, I should have known I'd never get any privacy in this house.
You don't understand. I just wanted to...
You just wanted to find out if I was gossiping about you to my mum. Well, fine. I was. A 73-year-old woman in Manchester is about to find out that you dye the grey out of your temples. There, you happy?
No, I'm not happy. I am mortified. How did you know that? I keep my hair dye in the false bottom of my cufflink box.
Yeah, well, I'll let it go this time.
Oh, we haven't got time for this. We've got to get down to that party.
I knew you were dyeing your hair.
Shut up!
No, really, it's just my new conditioner.
Shut up! And whatever you do, don't get specific about the play. That's the mistake you made last year when you lied about having seen The Silent Echo. All that yammering on about how the play had third act problems, it fooled no one.
What makes you so sure?
Well, for starters, The Silent Echo doesn't have a third act.
you. God, I need a drink. Double scotch, no ice.
Yes, sir.
Frasier, Niles, how nice. Sir Trevor, this is Dr. Frasier Crane and his brother, Dr. Niles Crane.
It's an honor.
Two of our city's preeminent psychiatrists.
Jewish fans.
Huge.
They've set up a table for us in the private room, shall we?
No, I'll just finish this and be right along. Perhaps the two doctors will keep me company.
Oh.
I'd love to hear a psychological interpretation of the play.
All right, but don't be too long.
So, tell me, as students of the human psyche, did my character ring true?
Oh, yes, so true.
I can honestly say I never saw a false moment.
But what about the third act? The play clearly has a third act problem.
Well, at least it has a third act, unlike The Silent Echo, which really could have used one.
I quite agree. I did The Silent Echo in London last year. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the hat scene?
The hat scene? Well, you know, the most important thing about the hat scene, and I have to stress this. Oh, dear God, is that clock right? I have to call the sitter and tell her I'm going to be late. The children worry, so.
Well, back to the play.
Right. Well, you, of course, were brilliant.
Oh, please, Dr. Crane. I just want your professional analysis of what you saw tonight.
Well, of course, I could discuss subtext, metaphor, and imagery with you, but you see, I come to the theater to feel, to be moved, and that's exactly what happened to me tonight.
Really? When?
When? Well, let me see. There was that the gutting the fish scene. You made the most heartbreaking gesture. It was you know, the one with your hands.
You mean when I offer the fish to my son and he turns his back to me and I reach out to him like this?
Yes. It's even more moving the second time. Well, who knows why a moment like that touches us so, but you see, that is your gift, Sir Trevor. You've given us hundreds of moments. Moments so real, so compelling that we are revealed in their truth.
You don't know how refreshing this is to meet someone who doesn't just come to the theater but who gives himself over to it. That crowd in there, they only come because it's fashionable. They don't care about art. Ah, I could spot them at a glance. The poseurs, the frauds. Oh, here comes your brother.
Kids are fine.
Excuse me, Sir Trevor. They're waiting for you in the dining room.
Ah, very well. And thank you, Dr. Crane, for your integrity and your passion. You are the reason that actors act.
I'm sorry I deserted you, but obviously you carried the day. Bravo.
Oh, yes. Bravo for us.
What do you mean?
Do you realize what we missed tonight? A potentially life-changing experience in the theater. And why? Because we were too embarrassed to be seen in a cancellation line.
Well, admittedly, it was a bit shallow.
Yes, it's more than shallow. It was shameful.
You're right. What were we thinking? Kowtowing to a group of snobs like that.
We weren't thinking. Come on, let's get out of here.
Fraser? Niles?
Oh, Susan, I'm so sorry, but we can't stay.
Oh, no. Sir Trevor will be so disappointed. He was quite taken with you.
Well, send him our apologies. It really was wonderful to meet him.
I know this is short notice, but if you're free this weekend, we're having one of our Sunday brunches. Senator Logan is coming, and Maria De Falco, and the Whitneys.
Thank you, but I'm afraid that
Oh, please try. I'll hold it open for you. Check your books and let me know.
Well, how's that for irony?
Sunday brunch at the Kendalls. Hour ago, we would have leapt at that invitation.
Not anymore. You've got a damned sight too much integrity.
Although...
Are we being selfish?
Possibly. How? Here's my thinking. Why do shallow people remain that way?
The lack of positive influence.
Perhaps our brand of integrity is just what that group needs.
Yes, we could be like those politicians who try to change the system from within.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe it'll rub off on Senator Logan. He'll bring it back with him to Washington.
Well, now we have to go. Yes.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to wear my new Prada suit.
Ooh, you're a fashion plate and a patriot.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Thank you!